Good morning, this is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 12th of January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of Nigerian newspapers are saying today. Presidential candidate of the APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has restated his plans to make the Southeast an industrial and manufacturing hub. Speaking at his campaign rally at the Michael Obara Square in Enugu, Tinubu also promised to open 2 seaports in Port Harcourt River State to foster industrialization and create jobs for the youths. This is coming from The Nation. Also coming from The Nation, Edo State Commissioner for Communication and Orientation, Chris Nehikare, has refuted reports that 32 persons were abducted during the Edo train attack last Saturday. The commissioner insists that only 20 people were abducted, and with 7 persons already rescued, the total number of abductees still with the kidnappers is 13. The Presidential Campaign Council of the Labour Party has expressed concern over the slow issuance of the permanent voters' card to Nigerians. During a press briefing in Enugu, the spokesman for the campaign team, Dr. Yunus Atanko, asked INEC to extend the collection points of the PVCs to polling units to make it easier for prospective voters to pick up their cards. This is coming from The Sun. Also coming from The Sun, the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has released the statistics for the total number of Nigerians eligible to vote in the forthcoming general elections. According to the data shared by INEC, 93.469 million Nigerians are eligible to vote next month, with a gender breakdown of 49.5 million males and 44.5 million females. The People's Democratic Party, PDP, is in talks with 11 political parties who have approached the party for a possible alliance. Speaking in a telephone conversation with a correspondent from The Punch, Deputy National Publicity Secretary of the PDP, Ibrahim Abdullahi, said talks are already ongoing with these parties and they will be happy to welcome more groups on board. This is coming from The Punch. Also from The Punch, oil marketers have predicted the current petrol scarcity to last till June this year. The country has been plagued with a continuous scarcity of petrol since last year, with the country's only importer of petrol, NNPC, repeatedly complaining about being weighed down by the fact that they have to carry the weight of fuel subsidy for the country. On Monday, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Chief Timi Prieto-Silva, said NNPC was selling petrol at a loss because of the federal government's stance on fuel subsidy. And coming from The Guardian, bandits abducted 4 women in Ungua Maiawo village of Igabi Local Council in Kaduna State. The bandits were also reported to have killed a community leader identified as Ibrahim Abdullahi and his nephew. And finally, from Daily Trust, flights between Nigeria and the U.S. were affected following a system failure which prompted the U.S. government to ground all flights in the country. 2 U.S. airlines that fly directly from Lagos to the U.S. were impacted, but with the shutdown lifted, the flights will operate as usual with only slight delays.